We're on campus
and we're online.
We're online.
University
Radio Nottingham.
Welcome back to your Friday Pulse, and we're here with our final story now, which is about kind of the rise of true crime documentaries, given that today the new Madeleine McCann 8-part series has just been released. So over to Ben with this one.
Yes, so today Netflix even released a controversial new documentary about Madeleine McCann. The streaming service initially commissioned the 8-part series called The Disappearance of Madeleine McCann in 2017, following the success of other true crime documentaries. However, the release of the documentary has been continually delayed, reportedly due to key personnel in the investigation not wanting to appear on camera. This includes Madeleine's parents, Jerry and Kate McCann, who have condemned the series. They condemned it earlier this week, saying it could potentially hinder the ongoing police investigation. Madeleine went missing from the family holiday home in Portugal in 2007. They said, "We did not see and still do not see how this program will help in the search for Madeleine. And particularly given that there is an active police investigation, it could potentially hinder it." This, however, didn't stop the streaming service from going ahead with the documentary, because true crime is now big business. This documentary follows on from other true crime documentaries such as Serial and Making a Murderer, which have become very popular in recent years. The popularity has grown a lot, but so has also the controversy around them. And so the question is, are we now becoming slightly obsessed with some slightly morbid things in the shape of real-life true crime?
I do agree that we are becoming slightly obsessed. I mean, you can just look at Netflix, like, most recent releases. Mm-hmm. I think the Ted Bundy films mm-hmm. has been released. We just saw on Channel 4, there was one about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Not so much in the same sense of, like, murder, but same kind of true crime. Mm-hmm. There was also another one of Abducted in Plain Sight that mm-hmm. came out recently. And all of these, like, on social media, people are referring to them loads and stuff and saying, like, how good they are. And it is, when you do think about the reality of it, it is a bit strange. Because mm-hmm. I've always been one to love, like, a crime scene, mm-hmm. like NCIS or Criminal Minds or something. Yeah. But obviously those are fictional. Yeah. I mean, I know they have to take some inspiration from real life to get, like, the storylines. However, they are still fictional. Yeah. But when, like, I was watching the Ted Bundy ones, and it does freak you out when you realise... Yeah. This has happened. Mm-hmm. It almost kind of like what we were talking about with the first story about the terrorist attack in New Zealand being live streamed almost yes. takes away the like human quality of it, because you're watching it as a movie, which is normally something that's fictional. Mm-hmm. And I think yeah. that is worrying. But with the Madeleine McCann one today, I kind of find it strange that the parents haven't got involved, because although they say that there's an ongoing police investigation, I mean, this police investigation has been going on since 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And at this point, I would think that a parent would be so desperate to find out what would happen that this could almost raise awareness.
I think maybe what they're doing is, I think it's got quite a lot to do with, you know, press intrusion, because, like, they have been right at the front and centre of the whole story, and, you know, a lot of people still think that they're involved in some way. They are, you know, part of the story. And... yeah, just coming to what you said, it's kind of blurring the line between fact and fiction. We don't really know what's going on anymore. Mm. And it's like, yeah, we can watch it like it's not real. But, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, it's like, if you actually think about it, I think this actually happened. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty disturbing.
I've always been a fan of, like, CSI, Law and Order.
Yeah, NCIS made me want to be a forensic scientist. Like,
my mum, she, like, you know, True TV, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, and they do, like... It's just this constant murder cases that are real. And when I watch them, I just feel really sad, because obviously a lot of people, they view it as entertainment. They view it as fictional. It's something that I'm pretty sure there's a part of the brain that actually enjoys these kind of shows. But when I watch it, it's like someone's life, someone's sadness and pain has been made into a TV show so that a production company or a TV channel can profit off of it. And that's basically what Netflix are doing. They're profiting off something that they know is popular, which their audience enjoys. I know that they monitor social media heavily, and they do a lot of extensive market research. They know that this would be something that their audience would enjoy. So to make well, everybody has their opinions about the Madame McCann situation, but to make something like that into entertainment purposes, as if it was like Luther or something like that, I think it's quite sad. And I feel like it is going to be a problem for younger generations because they're becoming more and more desensitized to things. So when terrible things do happen, they just have to wait 3 months and there you go, it's in a documentary series for them to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, like Brexit, for example, has even been made into one of these series. And I think that with all these streaming sites now making their own programs, I think this does, like, this is a almost risk of this happening. But I suppose Armani, you talked about sites like Netflix making money off this, but of people would also argue that the McCann family, for example, have, I think someone said, paid off their mortgage with the money that they've kind of made through this, which I think is equally controversial. Obviously not really making this okay in a sense, but I think that would be what some people would argue. But I do, the more you think about it, the weirder this kind of thing gets. And I think it is, people have been saying, like, oh, Madeleine McCann could even be watching this and not know that she's watching it. And I think that is really freaky in a way. And that almost shows the, like, human side of this. Like, this really did happen. But I suppose one could argue that it almost raises awareness of situations.
If you have you watched Fyre Festival?
Yeah.
It's not the same murder mystery kind of thing, but it is a documentary by Netflix. And one thing that's good about these type of things where there's a victim and it's not unsolved is that the public watching it can then contribute towards the victim. So like in the Fyre Festival documentary, there was a lady who lost a lot of money,
and then there was a crowdfunding
for her.
And that is, I think, a really interesting point. And I know from like watching Luther, obviously this isn't true crime, but I am just more wary, like walking around at night and stuff. Like the Ted Bundy films, he, for example, I'm pretty sure went into a sorority house in America and like murdered all the girls. And it is stuff like that does kind of raise awareness of it and does make you aware that people are really sick in this world. And it's not just fictional. Like this does really happen. So you have to be aware of it.
It could also give space for copycats, though. If people feel like, I'm going to create an event so that Netflix can make a documentary out of it, or that I could get some sort of fame.
Because so many of these people like do want the fame. Ted Bundy, for example, wanted to give his story. Like that's why he spoke to the reporter, because he wanted to have his story out there. And these people do, I think, a lot of the time want it for the fame, which this really does facilitate that.
And I think it tells you, you know, a lot about what the society we live in today, because, you know, we are actively wanting to consume these types of things. You know, like you said, that if there wasn't the demand for it, there wouldn't be it. And it's not just on, you know, the streaming services. I think it's like in society more widely and like in the media and stuff like that. Like, because Madeleine McCann story has been running for 10 years constantly. It's not exactly gone away because people are still, you know, fixed on stuff like this.
Do we think that this has actually just been going on for ages? It's just now that there are platforms where we can make documentaries. Like going back to Ted Bundy again, but other situations like this, like even Jack the Ripper, people were fascinated then and continue to be fascinated. So it's almost we're like putting this on like this new generation, or we're fascinated with these disgusting things. But it's almost like we've just got the platforms now to be able to make documentaries. Before, it would have been books, it would have been newspaper articles, and people were still obsessed. So I think this is, we have to be quick not to judge, I suppose. Because although Netflix didn't, or Amazon Prime, or these documentaries didn't exist how many years ago, the fascination, I think, was still there. And maybe it's just, that's just the problem with the human race in general.
I think it's something that we like. It's strange, but it's like we like to see other people's suffering in a kind of way, in a strange way.
And I think that is perfectly demonstrated by the fact of how many views the video this morning had of the mass shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand, which is, I think, an excellent example in the saddest way of this almost like disgusting trait of the human race, I think. Sorry to end on a really dark note there. But thank you so much, guys, for coming on The Pulse today.
We're on campus and we're online.
University
Radio Nottingham.